This is a CBC podcast.
Support for the delivery of this podcast is provided by Shoppers Drug Mart, celebrating Shoppers Optimum's 10th birthday.
It's Shoppers Optimum's 10th birthday, and you're all invited. Join the party in-store now until September 3rd for new offers weekly. Sign up at shoppersdrugmart.ca for daily offers and savings, and enter for a chance to win 10 million Shoppers Optimum points.
Stamp collectors are salivating over a rare item that's going to be auctioned off in a few weeks. That item is a folded letter cover which contains Newfoundland stamps from 1857. Here to tell us more about this item is Aisling Tierney. She's with Paul Fraser Collectibles in the UK. Good afternoon, Ms. Tierney.
Hi, Roger. Thanks for having me.
Now, what can you tell us about this item?
Well, this item is incredibly valuable because of the fact that it has four stamps that came from the same strip that are on the one envelope. It's not just one stamp by itself. It's four stamps which are in their original form on the original envelope, originally stamped, that came that were posted from St. John's in Canada and sent to Thomas J. Jones in Boston, Massachusetts. And the value of this piece is really in the stamps themselves and the fact that there's four of a kind together. And because of this, because of the four, it's very, very rare. It's one of just two known of its kind, and that's where the value comes in. Its estimated value is at $25,000, which I think is a little bit low, and I imagine it'll probably go for between $30,000 and $40,000 at auction.
Wow. So you mentioned the author. Can you repeat that again, who that was?
Yes, it's Thomas J. Jones. It was sent to. We don't know who the author was of the letter. We don't have those details. I think they've been lost to history, unfortunately.
Is there a postage stamp on it?
Yeah, they're pretty much like the stamps we have today. The colour is a bit different, the printing style is a bit different, but in essence, the stamps themselves are exactly the way that we'd have them today. There's four of them together, they're all taken from the same strip, and they've been stamped by the post office. They've been stamped a very rare red postmark from Newfoundland is at the centre of the envelope, and then it's also been stamped in Boston on July 17th, so we know when it arrived as well in 1857 in Boston.
What is the actual stamp? What's the picture and what's the monetary value on the stamp?
The stamps themselves, they're one penny each, so it's 4 pence in total was sent, and they're kind of a burnt umber colour. They're quite a rich, deep, browny red, and they say Newfound on the top and on the bottom, one penny, and they have some floral images in the centre with a bit of a maple leaf design as well. They're very pretty.
Wow.
Very delicate design on them.
Now, I recall some of our older stamps had codfish on them. Are there fish on these stamps?
Not on these particular ones. I had a look through some of the other stamps from Newfoundland, and generally they seem to be faces of famous people or plant designs and the like. That seems to be the trend in the 1850s.
Interesting. Now, how does something like this survive for that long a period of time in such good condition?
I think it's a lot of care and attention, and somebody who understands the value of stamps and understands that stamps have always kept their value and will continue to keep their value. And people have always appreciated the aspects of postal history and the value of them and the value of collecting.
You mentioned that the estimate is for $25,000.
I imagine it's going to take a lot more. If you look at the market,
really?
Yeah, if you look at the market, you can see that there's a lot more money in stamps than $25,000 for something like this. The fact that it's so rare that it's one of only two known of its kind, I imagine that it'll probably go for anywhere between $30,000 and $40,000, if not more, for somebody who's savvy and knows what they're talking about. If you look at the value of stamps in general, covers and the prices, how they change over time, they do appreciate hugely. I had a look at the prices for Canada and for Newfoundland from catalogue indexes and prices back in 98 and 2008, just for a comparison. And something that in Canada sold for $6,000 in 98, in 2008 sold for $15,000, which is an increase of 150%. And a stamp from Newfoundland, which sold for $11,000, 10 years later sold for $35,000, which is an increase of almost 220%. And I think it really indicates the value of stamps and how they do appreciate in value. And it's a very good asset to get into and to think about it as a tangible alternative form of investment.
Yeah, so much for stocks, eh?
Yeah. Well, it's a worldwide hobby, but it's also highly lucrative and accessible, and it's a rewarding form of collectible investment, I think, that anybody can understand and appreciate.
Have you ever come across anything like this before?
Yes, there was a big sale back in 2009 in November belonging to Bill Gross. He's a very famous stamp collector and also one of the richest men in the world. And he sold his stamps at auction to support a charity foundation. And there was a stamp from Newfoundland, also from 1857, a 2 pence set of four that were addressed to England, which feature on their cover in full. And, it was a strip of three, and they're the only known on a cover to exist. And they sold for $140,000, which is an incredible amount of money.
Ms. Tierney, thanks for your time today.
Okay, no problem at all, Roger. Lovely to speak to you.
For more on all of our CBC podcasts, head to cbc.ca/podcasting.